Forgive me, Delegate, I had a story to feed. What is your concern about this Brown ad addressing the Attorney General? And politically, why even respond to it? I mean, why don't you just let them fight it out and ultimately you'd be the winner?
Last week, the Lieutenant Governor released his strategy for reducing foreclosures, and it was blame. Not blaming the banks for their deceptive practices, but he's pointed fingers at another elected official. He put out a negative web ad attacking the Attorney General for claiming that he had solved Maryland's foreclosure crisis while it actually deepened. And I think that's a fair criticism, but the Lieutenant Governor needs to be held accountable for his failed leadership, too. This happened under his watch. It's irresponsible to only cast blame and not offer solutions. I think Marylanders whose lives have been uprooted by this crisis have no appetite for this brand of petty, cynical politics. The hubris to produce an attack ad on the foreclosure crisis without offering any proposed solutions demonstrates that the Lieutenant Governor believes he's untouchable behind the walls of Annapolis's insular and out-of-touch establishment.
You have some legislation to address this.
Yes, I do. I'm very concerned about the fact that Maryland is the number two state in the nation for foreclosures. In the last year, while other states have seen their foreclosure rates decline, ours has increased by 275%. I have legislation that would prohibit Maryland from allowing deficiency judgments in short sales.
What is a deficiency judgment?
A deficiency judgment is an ability for the lender to go back on a short sale foreclosure and recoup the difference in what is still owed on the loan and what was settled at the short sale. And there are 12 states that have become non-recourse states in Maryland, states, so that
we'll have to let it ring four times, then we're done. Then we can answer your question. The hazard of doing an interview out here.
Yeah.
My God. Number three. Then there's a full fourth one, and then there's a partial fifth one, I think.
Yeah, so loud.
Wait for the partial one. There you go. 10 years of being down here. As you were saying, ma'am, I'm sorry.
No worries. There are 12 states that are non-recourse states that do not allow for deficiency judgments. We're not charting a new course here and suggesting that Maryland join their ranks. Those other states aren't having the same foreclosure crisis that we are, and some of what we need to do is change some of the deceptive lending practices, including the mortgage electronic registration system. The MERS system is a system that was put together by the banking industry in large measure to allow for rapid collection and resale of mortgages. The problem is it's created a lot of confusion and a lack of transparency in the marketplace on who actually owns the chain of title for the loan. And in our legislation, we would prohibit the MERS system from being used as a secure party in a foreclosure proceeding so that there is more clarity about who owns the title and so that homeowners sometimes when they're starting to get underwater, they want to do a modification to their loan and they're working desperately to try to protect their house, but they can't figure out which bank to work with on this proceeding. So we want to try to improve that.
Why do you think mortgages are rising in Maryland? I know there was, and the Attorney General announced with the other Attorneys General, the settlements among, you know, with the lenders and the lenders agreed to change their practices. Why, if this seems to be working in other states, isn't it working in Maryland?
Well, I don't think that where it's working in other states is just as a result of the nationwide Attorney General settlement. That's just one piece to it. Other states have passed additional legislative examples like banning deficiency judgments that help with this approach. I think that this is going to be an ongoing issue that requires multiple different advances on a range of policy issues to get at the underlying problem to help protect our families that are in crisis.
All right, I'm going to let you get up.